Hey, gang, there are so many important issues to discuss in today's political, cultural, and economic climate, and I can't discuss them all here. In fact, YouTube and big tech won't let me talk about it all here. And that's why I have exclusive uncensored live streams on Monday nights to cover everything. On Monday nights, I share all my thoughts and answer your questions in an in-depth, casual format that prepares you for this upcoming election with the truth. Today, I want to show you a quick clip from a recent stream that I hope will help you think clearly about these important issues, as well as encourage you to join our movement. Join an upcoming exclusive live stream, and I'll answer your questions by clicking the link in the description below and joining our community of courageous patriots building a parallel economy. I look forward to seeing you over there.
Well, here's another ridiculous thing. Pope Francis, Susan G. says, has just agreed that priests can give same-sex partners blessings. Do you think the Catholics are going to leave the church?
It may happen. So, you know, you guys know I'm Eastern Orthodox, and there's a meme that goes around saying the single best Eastern Orthodox apologist right now is the current Pope, Pope Francis, sending more Catholics our way than we've ever seen. Yeah, look, I'm not Catholic, and I've not, and in fairness, I've not read the document that the Vatican released. I'm just going on the commentary of both Catholic and Orthodox commentators that I trust. What this looks like to me is a typical kind of Francis threading the needle, and I'm giving Francis his due here. What he's trying to do is he's trying to find a place in the church to bless the persons in the same-sex relationship without blessing the relationship itself. That's how I think he's threading the needle. So the idea is that the two persons in the same-sex partnership can go to a Roman Catholic church. They can receive a mutual blessing from the priest, but without the blessing being confused with the sacrament of holy matrimony, so as to be able to bless the participants, but not the union itself. Yes, I know it seems absurdly hair splitting, but unfortunately, that's par for the course for this Pope. Look, it's not just the Roman Catholic Church here. It's the Western Church as a whole. It's Protestantism as well. I mean, the Western Church has been inundated with liberal modernity. One of the reasons why Eastern Orthodoxy is so attractive to so many now is because its faith has maintained its pre-modern character. I mean, there's no way you would listen to Patriarch Kirill of the Moscow Patriarch of Russia and say, I mean, this is a guy who could go even on the Trinity Broadcast Network or something, you know. I mean, this is a guy who speaks and acts in frames of reference that are just so foreign to a Western sense of Christianity. And I would argue that's largely because our Western Christianity has been so infested with liberal modernity. So you've got liberal Protestantism all over the place, the Episcopal Church, PCUSA, and you got it in Catholicism. Catholicism has been ravaged by liberal modernity. And this Pope is just evidencing that it finally made its way into the papacy. So Pope Benedict, of course, was very, very conservative. Pope John Paul II was very, very conservative. But for whatever reason, this College of Cardinals wanted this liberal. I don't think in the end this. I've read articles on it, articles on the encyclical, whatever it was, that the statement that he produced. I don't think the pro LGBT activists in the Catholic Church are that happy with this. To be honest with you, at least what I've read, they're not that happy, because as far as they're concerned, he still maintains the civilizationally necessary superiority of traditional heterosexual marriage, just marriage. Marriage comes from matrimony, which means to make a mother, he still holds to the superiority of that over same-sex marriage. And that you can't have that and not in this culture-destroying cultural Marxism. So he's nowhere near the church blessing same-sex marriage. That's not happening. Not in our lifetimes. Not in the Roman Catholic Church. And that's because, I mean, he's made it clear. I mean, it's just so woven into Catholic theology that marriage is inextricably linked to civilization. Marriage, by its nature, is the it is the foundational relationship whereby children are naturally born and into the family and learn they are morally obligated to that which they did not choose for themselves.
But first, gang, I gotta tell you, I was utterly shocked when I was recently shown just how easy it is to access the deed to my house, and not just access it, but change it. I mean, if you don't know, the deed to your home is the only document that proves you own it. But the problem is that the deeds to all our homes are now online, and criminals are free to find our deeds, forge our signatures, refile as the new owner of our homes, take out tons of loans using our home's equity, and then stick us with the debt. And by the way, if you think homeowners insurance is going to bail you out, you got another thing coming. But that's where our good friends over at Home Title Lock come in. Gang, they're absolutely amazing. Home Title Lock gives you the peace of mind that the deed to your home is absolutely and completely protected. Click on that link below right now and use promo code TurleyTalks. And all you have to do is enter your address for your no obligation home title scan to see if you've already been a victim of deed theft. I mean, that's $100 value, absolutely and totally free if you use my promo code Turley Talks. Gang, don't wait for the worst to happen only to regret that you didn't do something about it when you could have. Click on that link below right now and secure your home today.
So the and then the operative dynamic of a family, right? So a family teaches us that we have moral obligations to people, to places, to faith, to nation and so forth that we did not choose for ourselves. Liberalism says you have no moral obligation apart from that which you choose for yourself. So two men choose a union together, a man and woman choose a union together. They're both equal. There's no superiority because they're both the result of sovereign liberal choice. That is not the classical conception of the human person. The classical conception of the human person is we're raised in the greenhouse, as it were, the garden of the family. And the family teaches us that we are morally obligated to people, places, beliefs, and the like, institutions that we did not choose, but that chose us. And that's supposed to evoke the dynamic of gratitude. And gratitude is the place where grace shapes us, particularly divine grace. So marriage is the bedrock of the family. The family is the God-ordained means by which gratitude is cultivated in the human heart and grace continuously bestowed. And so in fairness to him, I think that's still very much in place and has no, it's not going to go anywhere. But his threading of the needle here is so, seems to me, it's just so, it's so absurdly hair splitting, if I can mix my metaphors, that I think patriots have had it with this nonsense. I think patriots have had it with every single cultural institution bending over to woke Marxist nonsense. They have just had it with it. And they're ready to build their own parallel civilization. And wokeness is not invited. So to that extent, that requires leaving the Catholic Church, so be it. Or maybe doubling down more on the stronger, much more traditionalist conservative wing that's there as well. But I would argue as an Eastern Orthodox, this is a fundamental problem for Western Christianity as a whole. It has been inundated with modern liberalism, and it's going to take a while to exorcise, quite literally, that horrific modernist liberalism from the church.
Well, you said a line there that I think I should get on a t-shirt and wear to Christmas this year that says wokeness is not invited.
Wokeness is not invited. That's right.
I love that. I love this from Nancy too. She says they do the wokey pokey and they turn themselves around.
Stop. Ouch. That's hilarious. Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Well, and again, the good news, you know, we've talked about this. I've got somewhere I think it's back there. I've got another library upstairs. It might be upstairs, but I have the Eric Kaufman University of London book, The Religious Shall Inherit the Earth. Look, this is a self-fulfilling prophecy, right? You cannot, since we're on our own, we're in our virtual studio here. You can't gay marriage yourself into fertility. You can't abort yourself into prosperity. I mean, this stuff entails its own consequences. Every culture that has embraced alternative lifestyles and alternative lifestyle values is going through a demographic implosion. So, but that's an aggregate. When you look at the crosstabs, all of those cultures are experiencing demographic renewals. And who are the ones who are having kids? In every single Western nation that's going through a demographic winter, there are enclaves that are having more kids than ever because the kids are surviving, right? The childbirth, more kids than ever. Who are they? Conservative religionists, particularly conservative Christians. So we're seeing that throughout the country. Again, they're estimating there'll be 300 million Mormons, LDS, by the end of this century. There'll be 300 million Amish by mid-next century. Conservative evangelicals have a, 40% fertility advantage over secular liberals. They're estimating that by 2030, for every one secular liberal, there are going to be three so-called far-right women in the nation. So, you know, this stuff takes care of itself, but it's just very sad to see so many people embrace such civilizationally destructive practices. I hope you enjoyed that clip of my Monday night Insiders Club live stream. Join us live next week by clicking on the link in the description below and joining the coalition of patriots worldwide, building a parallel economy to return to our roots of faith, family, and freedom. Click below right now.